We've got on the line the sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, Peter Campbell. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Well, Peter, much speculation about this job of manager of the Donegal senior team after the, I suppose, the stepping down of Rory Gallagher from the position. We understand that there were five nominations. Can I just clarify, first of all, when they say the five nominations, did somebody other than the actual person that was going for the job have to, you know, nominate the person, or could the individual nominate themselves?
As far as I know, they could nominate themselves, and I think maybe, well, again, we're in the dark about a lot of it, but it may be that Seamus McEnany of Monaghan may have nominated himself. That seems to be what's in the rumour mill at this stage.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering, when it did say nomination, so that would suggest that it's somebody else other than himself, but
yes,
not clear.
Others, the others were all nominated by clubs, as far as we know.
Uh-huh.
And that five has been reduced to four this morning. With there was a statement issued by the Glen Swilly Club, who had nominated Gary McDade, and Gary wished to withdraw at this stage. Is it due to family commitments and work commitments? And but he did say that he would have an interest in the under 20 job, which would be very good, because it was disappointing to hear that Gary's name had. Will not be in the race now, because a lot of people in the county were talking about him, that he was a very, very good, very, very good candidate. A lot of experience over the last number of years, and maybe not everybody's favourite person on the sideline, but he got the job done, especially with Glen Swilly, and like anyone that won three club championships or was involved in winning those three club championships, not as manager all the time, but very central to their wins. And he obviously has a great knowledge of the game, and I for one would have loved to have seen him involved at some level. And maybe he won't be lost if he does apply for the under 20 job. Maybe that's where his future lies, and maybe in an apprenticeship there for the senior team management down the line.
Uh-huh. Well, Peter, maybe just mention the other four candidates, and then we'll maybe speak about them individually then.
Yeah, that leaves two from within Donegal and two from outside. You have Sean Paul Barrett, the outgoing minor manager, and Declan Boner, the outgoing under 21 manager from Donegal. And then from outside, you have Cahill Corey from Tyrone and Seamus Banty McEnany from Monaghan. So it'll only be four now that will be for interview by the selection committee.
Just maybe we'll start with Seamus Banty McEnany, the last man into the race, seemingly, or...
Well, we don't know. We won't know if he was the last man into the race. Well, certainly he resigned as Wexford manager in the week leading up to the deadline for Donegal. So I suppose that was probably no coincidence. He was stating that he was had a lot of miles to do to go to Wexford every week, a couple of times, three or four times a week, and I could imagine that would be fairly arduous, that task. Did okay with Wexford in the league, but in the championship they were undone by his old foes Monaghan. Mm-hmm. They were beaten by Carlow as well. Prior to that, I suppose he's had inter-county experience with Monaghan and also with Meath for a short period, sort of a stormy affair in Meath. Well, there was a bit of player power. He had to leave. But, you know, he's been around the scene for a long number of years. The one thing, I suppose, that success hasn't been attached to him over that time, but, you know, there's a very, very strong GA family, brother of Pat McEnany, the probably one of the best referees that we have seen in Gaelic football, a man who used common sense when he was refereeing. He mightn't get away with it now. And another brother, Frank, who played midfield for Monaghan. So they come from a club, Carduff, a small club in Monaghan, but he's a passionate man about the GAA, and obviously he sees something in Donegal that he wants to get involved in.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Cahill Corey.
Yes, Cal Corey, his connection to Donegal is through the Niamh Connell Club, and we're fairly sure that it was the Niamh Connell Club who nominated him for the job. He was nominated as well back in 2014 when Rory Gallagher got the post. Involved with two championship wins with Niamh Connell. He's from the Kildress Club in North, a small club in North Tyrone. Obviously, he brought an edge to Niamh Connell that they probably maybe hadn't before. He was joint manager with Jim McGuinness in 2009, and then won a championship with them and went to an Ulster club final with them. So, you know, he has a fairly strong pedigree, mainly at club level. And at the moment, he's a club manager in Monaghan, in True Gales, in North Monaghan. So, you know, he's been involved with a number of clubs in Tyrone as well. So, you know, he's been around for a while.
Tell me, well, we can look at it overall, but how important is it that, one, a person is successful, get teams over the line, and maybe secondly then, club versus county, you know, how important is that?
It's difficult to know. I'd say the task that the manager of Donegal, the manager to be appointed this time around, will be, you know, there's a lot of young players in the panel. You know, there's the retirement this week of Carol Lacey, one of the legends, and, you know, there aren't many of the old brigade still around, so it's very, very young team that's there now that's going to have to be developed. So there's going to be a sort of a period of a number of years where we're going to have to try and develop a team. So, you know, it will be a real manager's job that, you know, that he would bring players on and try and improve them and make them serious inter-county footballers, because we know that from what happened this year that after getting fairly well comprehensively beaten by Tyrone in the Ulster Championship, there will be a big building process to be done in Donegal, and that's the biggest task for any whoever's the successful candidate this time around.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at Sean Paul Barrett.
Yes, when you look at the other two left are both from Donegal, and both have been involved heavily with underage teams in the last number of years. Sean Paul involved at minor level and before that at under 17 and under 16 level. And he has won an Ulster title with the minors. Also involved with his club over a good number of years, and as most people around, and you would probably be well aware of it, a really passionate guy on the sideline, and always out to get the best out of players. Players seem to like him. I was just talking to a number of the minors this year, and they like the way he managed them. So, they would like maybe someone like that coming in to manage it at adult level when they move on. Most of the minor team will be moving into the under 20 and senior grade in the next couple of years.
And then there's Declan Bonner.
Yes, quite similar to Sean Paul in some regards, only I suppose Declan has been around longer. He was inter-county manager back in the late 90s for on a 3-year term, and was very unlucky to lose an Ulster final in 98, the famous Joe Brawley goal that you described, that Geoffrey McGonigal used his backside, that was similar to a bag of cement, I think, on old Freddie McGinley, and the rest, I suppose, is history. He got the ball out to Brawley, and Brawley put it in the net, and Donegal were leading at the time, and only for that, I suppose, Declan Bonner would have an Ulster title to his CV. But since that, he's come back, and he's been working with the present group of players at under 21 level, 16, 18, and under 21. Won two Ulster titles at minor level and got Donegal to a first ever minor All-Ireland. That was a fairly major achievement, and won Ulster under 21 this year. And some would say probably a little unlucky that the short turnaround from the Monday, playing an Ulster final on the Monday and having to play an All-Ireland semi-final against Dublin the following Saturday, and they lost out to Dublin in the end. But like his CV is quite strong as well, and like he's been around, a member of the 1992 All-Ireland winning team, and there's not too many in Donegal who don't know Declan Bonner.
Certainly. So is there any possibility now, these managers will obviously be bringing in their own team of, I suppose, backup. Those people known yet?
When they go for an interview, that will probably be one of the big questions, and maybe a deciding factor in who gets the job this time around. Because whoever, and personally I would feel that whoever gets the job is going to need a strong backroom team, because of the amount of nurturing that will have to be done with this panel of players. It would be important to have people there who will be developing the team. You know, we probably need to lower our sights going forward as regards winning titles or, you know, competing at the very, very high level until we have that development done. I think we thought we were going well this year, but then when we met Tyrone, we found out that we were a few notches below where maybe we thought we were. So that's going to be a very important part of the interview process, to see who is in the different backroom teams. And I presume we may or may not be given that information. Information seems to be scant as regards transparency on it, because we don't even know who the selection committee are. A number of names have appeared in national newspapers, but nothing in the local press, nothing has been released. And the statement that was released when the nominees were told to us was said that there would be no further statement from the county board. But yet, 24 hours later, the names of the selection committee appeared in a national newspaper, which is disappointing because, you know, the local press are expected to go out and cover all the local games and report on the local games, whether it be under 12 to under 18 to senior championship. It would have been, I think it would have been, but more respect to the local press if it had been released to the local press and not released under the table to somebody else. I don't know how this happens, but there's no reason why a statement couldn't be issued to say that the three main officers plus the two names we mentioned are Paddy Carr and Damien Diver, two very respected Donegal people. Paddy Carr, obviously, his name was actually mentioned in relation to being a nominee for the post, and he was in the county the weekend before nominations closed, but subsequently it transpired that he decided not to go for the post this time around. And Damien Diver would be very highly respected, not just in the south of the county, but all over the county and indeed outside.
And as I stated from the county board, that there were going to be five members of the interview panel.
We said it didn't really state that. It just said that I beg your pardon. It did state that there would be a five-person nomination body set up to interview the candidates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who are the three, then, you think, the members of the county board?
Well, we presume it's three main officers. That would be Sean Dunyan, Kieran Kelly, and Aideen Gillen. This is the chairperson, secretary, and treasurer. That's who we assume it is.